Governor Ori Tomlin ordered the tanks to be dismantled 2 weeks after the chemical spill in January. Because Freedom has filed for bankruptcy, all the company's financial transactions have to be approved by a bankruptcy judge. That approval was granted on Friday. Attorneys and financial advisors for Freedom had hoped the tank dismantling could begin this week. However, obtaining all necessary permits is expected to take a few more weeks. Contractor Independence Excavating is also working to finalize plans about where the scrap metal will be sent. The demolition will be monitored by the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection. It's expected to last 2 to 4 weeks and will involve all 13 remaining tanks. Officials say the work could potentially stir up the black licorice odor associated with MCHM. Once the tanks are gone, an analysis will be conducted to determine the severity of the pollution to soil and groundwater at Freedom Industries, and remediation work can then get underway. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.